All right. So I am one of five and from a giant Irish Catholic family, half hour north of Boston. And so every year, ever since I moved to Maryland, I have made the drive up Route 95 to go to the Gaymer family Christmas. And, there are a couple of things that I love about our family Christmases. And the number one thing is our family Christmas tree decorating dance party. And you better believe, you probably don't know this, but New Kids on the Block has a Christmas album. Have a Funky Funky Christmas is the title track. Check it out. And, another thing I love about our Christmas is commiserating with my siblings about which parent is going to have a pre-Christmas breakdown first. And for my dad, that's usually when he's tasked with driving to Costco and he gets into the parking lot and realizes that there's no parking. And then, another great family tradition is my aunt's Christmas Day pie bake-off. And I have five aunts. They're all very loud and they are very competitive and they're out for blood. And, they definitely try to influence. All of us cousins are the judges, and they try to influence us. And, we just sit back, eat a lot of pie, and let the show go on. But in the winter of 2013, I didn't want to go home for Christmas, really for the first time in my adult life. And that's because I had gone through a really bad breakup the year before, and I had spiraled, spiraled, spiraled into this depression. And depression, it's not new for me. I've struggled with it my adult life. And if you've never struggled with depression, the way I like to describe it, it's like a cancer. And when it's metastasized, it's completely incapacitating, and it's isolating, and it's alienating from the people that I love. And so I didn't want to go home for Christmas. And I had a cousin who had just gotten back from Costa Rica. And one of my life passions is traveling. I love going to new places. And so I just said, fuck it. And I ended up buying a round-trip ticket to Costa Rica for Christmas, giving the big middle finger to Christmas, really. But, I had to tell my parents. And so I told them, look, I'm not coming home for Christmas this year. And, they were surprised, and they were taken aback, but they didn't put up a fight. And my read on it was, they know I have depression, and, but we don't talk about it. So, I just think they didn't want to alienate me. So there I was, on Christmas Eve, my friend was driving me to the airport, and I felt so defeated. I felt like I was abandoning my family, and I felt like depression had won, and it was not a good feeling. I remember standing in the airport waiting to get on the plane and just being surrounded by all these families who were going down to Costa Rica to celebrate the holiday together. And at that moment, I felt so alone. Later that day, I checked into this hostel in San Jose, and I noticed that they were having a Christmas Eve potluck dinner. And I was like, hell no. Like, the last thing I want to do is socialize. So I went to my room and started reading, but soon I started to smell these amazing aromas, and like my stomach was growling, and so my stomach got the better of me, and I went to the kitchen where I peeked my head in, and there were, half a dozen people cooking, and before I could even protest, they recruited me into slicing bread, and I was like, all right, and then before I knew it, I was baking brownies. And then before I knew it, I was seated around this table with these 12 strangers. And we all started just sharing travel stories. And I've traveled a lot, so I started to share my own travel stories. And I noticed that they were all laughing and enjoying my stories. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually pretty funny. Like, whoa. Because that's what depression does. It can really rob me of those realizations about that part of myself. And so it felt so good to see myself through a stranger's eyes. And I felt like there was a shift happening. The next day, I had signed up for a day-long whitewater rafting trip. and down the Rio Pecuare, which winds through this beautiful, lush, green jungle. And at the end of the rafting trip, the guide said if we wanted, we could jump in the water and float on our backs down the rest of the river. And so I did. And I remember looking up at this beautiful blue sky and feeling just so weightless, like all of my thoughts and my worries and, you know, the negative thinking, it just started to float away. And then I also thought, oh my God, Nikki, you're in Costa Rica whitewater rafting on Christmas. That's pretty badass and adventurous and awesome. So again, I started to remind myself, like, yeah, okay, that is who I am. And, you know, the rest of the trip went like this. It was adventure after adventure, and I met travel buddy after travel buddy. And on the night before I was leaving, I was on a bus back to San Jose, and I started chatting it up with this Costa Rican family. And I know, like, a little bit of Spanish, and they knew a little bit of English. We did a lot of gesturing, and we just, like, totally hit it off. So, you know, before I knew it, they had invited me to their apartment to celebrate New Year's Eve with them. And I was like, hey, why not? I ain't got nothing better to do. So I went to their apartment and sat around their table, and we were talking about Costa Rica, and they were telling me about their families and their neighbors and their friends. And it was amazing. And they were so sweet. They even, you know, offered to drive me back to my hostel. And so I spent the stroke of New Year's Eve in their car with the windows rolled down, just jamming to Costa Rican music. And I remember looking out the window and just feeling so happy. The next day was New Year's Day, and I actually had to fly back to Baltimore. And I was bummed because the trip had just been so magical. But things actually did start getting better for me. That January, I felt enough self-confidence to take an improv class, which is terrifying if you've ever done one. And I ended up getting a new job that year, which has allowed me to travel to the most interesting places on Earth. And I also started going out more. And so what is crazy is that in preparation for this Stoop story, I went back to this diary I had kept of the trip. And the very last entry in the diary was about a couple months after the trip when I had gone to this play with some friends and I hung out with this guy named Mark. And I was like, oh, he's so cool, cute, da-da-da, you know. And then the last thing I wrote was, I really want to hang out with him again. That was like the very last entry of my diary. I guess I just quit after that. But, you know, 4 years later, I am happy to report that Mark and I are engaged to be married. He's in the audience tonight cheering me on. And it feels incredible to have found someone to spend the rest of my life with. And, you know, Mark and I will be going up to Route 95, up to the Gamer family Christmas. Once again, we'll be singing to New Kids on the Block. But what's even better is that we're going to be starting our own Christmas traditions, which is just so cool. And, you know, I'm not telling this story. I'm not up here tonight to say, look, my depression's cured, because anyone who's ever suffered from it knows that just doesn't happen. But what I had the trip allowed me to do is when I start getting really down on myself, I close my eyes and I try to picture Costa Rica Christmas Nikki, and who's smart and vivacious and adventurous and fun, and remember that she's not just in Costa Rica. She's actually here with me every day. And guess what? She's pretty awesome. Thank you.